Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show.
Hello friends, I'm Marie. We're so glad to see you today. Today's topic is shopping.
And our title is Getting the Best Deal. Getting the Best Deal. So Marie, what happened in yesterday's lesson?
Well, yesterday we learned that Rob bought a computer bag at a garage sale, and it's in good shape. It works well and looks like new.
He found a very good deal indeed. Now, today we will learn more about this topic. Here's Marie with our Read It.
A flea market is an outdoor market where you can buy a lot of different things. But the quality isn't always great. Susie narrowed her e-reader choices to two. She read the reviews of both of them. They are both about the same price. Rob only goes to garage sales sometimes. When he finds good things, he pays cash for them.
Marie, did you ever go to the flea market?
Yes, I've been to the flea market many times. I usually go to buy things for my house, such as picture frames or flower pots.
Many things are at the flea market, right? And they're used.
That's right. But I don't mind. You can find things that are cheap and look good.
That's right. Even though things at the flea market are used, they're in good shape. Well, I can't wait to learn more, but first let's learn our key words. Let's go to our teacher, Jack. He can help us learn them.
Hello. 今天一开始 Linda 就讲到跳蚤市场 flea market. 一般跳蚤市场都是户外的市集。形容词户外的就是 outdoor. It's an outdoor market. 在跳蚤市场呢，你可以看到五花八门的东西，不过有的品质不见得是最好的，买的时候要好好的挑选一下。品质就是 quality. The quality isn't always great. Susie 要买 e-reader, 电子书阅读器。她比较了各种阅读器之后呢，已经把选择的范围缩小到两种了。缩小，减少就是动词 narrow. She narrowed the choices to two.Ben 问他大家对这两个品牌的评价如何？名词 review 可以表示对事物的评价、评论。What do the reviews say? 评价怎么说？最后 Rob 也讲到了车库拍卖 garage sale。在这里买东西呢，只能付现金，不能用信用卡。You can only pay in cash。名词 cash 就是现金。
Do you want to go to the flea market, Alex?
What's a flea market?
It is an outdoor market. You can find great deals on lots of things.
Is the quality good?
Well, you can get better quality things at other places. You get what you pay for.
True. Okay, I'll go with you and take a look.
Linda invites Alex to go to the flea market. A flea market is an outdoor market.
Well, let's talk about the word outdoor. Things like concerts, amusement parks, and water parks are all outdoors.
When I think of this word, I think of outdoor sports like baseball, tennis, or skiing. These are all played outdoors.
So, Peter,What are some sports played inside? What do you call that?
Oh, we call those indoor sports. You might play something like table tennis or bowling indoors.
Yeah. Well, right now, Peter and I are indoors. We are inside a studio.
Now, Alex wants to know more about this flea market. He asks Linda, is the quality good?
Is the quality good?
I don't know. I don't go to the flea market often.
No, Peter. Is the quality good is today's
calendar phrase. Is the quality good?
Is the quality good?
这个品质好吗?
I like this shirt.
Is the quality good?
I like the color.
Is the quality good?
I like the style.
Is the quality good?
No. The quality is bad, but the price is good.
Oh, I like it too.
Is the quality good?
Is the quality good?
这个品质好吗?
That was a fun calendar phrase. So, Marie, can you tell us more about the things you buy at a flea market? Is the quality good?
Actually, yes. There are things that you can buy that last a long time, but you really have to look carefully.
Oh, really? What do you mean?
Well, most of the things at flea markets are used, so they aren't new. Like Linda says, you can get better quality things other places. That's true. But here at Let's Talk in English, we have good quality teachers like Jack. Hi, Jack.
Alex 没去过跳蚤市场，所以他问 Linda 那边的东西品质如何呢？ Linda 的回答是You can get better quality things at other places. 你可以在别的地方买品质好一点的东西。换句话说，我们到跳蚤市场主要是去买便宜的小东西。如果你想买品质好的东西的话，就要到别的地方去买。这种表达方式是不是很有意思呢？来试试看吧。比如呢，你带朋友到了很棒的美式餐厅，可是他问你有没有白饭吃，你就可以跟他说You can get rice at other places. This place has great hamburgers.
Well, I think you can get better quality things at the mall or department store.
Oh, really? Like what?
Well, like clothing. You want it to be a certain style, make sure it's new. And, you know, I'm pretty tall, so I have to make sure things fit me well.
Well, your clothes look wonderful right now, Peter.
That's because I didn't get them at the flea market. I went to the mall and the department store.
All right. Well, I like the flea market.
Well, you can buy things for your kitchen at the flea market. That's better, right?
That's true. That's very true. Well, I hope Linda and Alex find some great things at the flea market. Right now, it's time for us to go to Conversation B. Here we go.
Okay, Ben, I need to pick an e-reader. I've narrowed my choices to two.
Which two?
A Kindle or a Nook.
Both are good. Which is cheaper?
The Nook is $5 cheaper.
So the price is about the same. What do the reviews say?
The Kindle got better reviews. People liked its screen better.
Then get the Kindle.
Ben helps Susie pick out an e-reader. Her nephew's birthday is coming up soon, and she wants to give it to him as a gift.
Yeah, and she wants to buy a nice one for him. She says, I've narrowed my choices to two.
Oh, very nice. Peter, did you ever narrow anything down?
Sure. When you have many choices, you want to have maybe one or two choices left, so you narrow them down.
That's right. And Susie narrowed her choices to either a Kindle or a Nook. These are both types of e-readers.
The Nook is only $5 cheaper, so the prices are about the same.
Yeah, but the Kindle got better reviews.Now, let's talk more about this word, review. Can you help us out, Peter?
Oh, sure. Before I go to a movie, I like to go on the internet and read the reviews. It tells me what people thought about the movie. Did they like it? Did they not like it? These are called reviews.
Reviews are great because before you watch a movie or buy something, you can find out all about it first.
Well, we learned that the Kindle got better reviews than the Nook. People liked its screen better.
Yeah, maybe the screen on the Kindle is clearer. Peter, what are some screens you look at every day?
Well, I work on the computer, so I look at my computer screen all the time. When I watch TV, I look at the TV screen.
And we all use our phones, right? These days, we look at our screens on our phones probably every day.
Well, I have an idea. How about we take a break from all looking at the TV screens, and hey, if you're watching your phone screens, I don't know if you're watching that, go get some popcorn. Don't go away because we need to take a short break, and then we can come back and talk more about English.
That sounds like a very good idea, Peter. Well, I think my eyes need a little break from the screen anyways, and I think you guys need a break too. All right, friends, don't go away. We'll be right back. See you soon.
Welcome back from the break. So, Marie, do you prefer books or e-readers?
Well, if I had to make a choice, I think I would prefer books. I like holding the books in my hand and flipping the pages.
Yeah, I don't always like looking at a screen, but you can get any book you want at any time, anywhere, with an e-reader. That's pretty convenient. Well, friends, we have one last conversation. Let's watch it together.
Do you shop at garage sales very often, Rob?
Not too often. I go to ones near where I live.
Garage sales are cheap.
They are, but you have to pay in cash. You can't use a credit card.
That's okay. Things at garage sales aren't very expensive.
That's for sure. I once bought a nice shirt for 25 cents.
Yesterday, we learned that Rob bought a computer bag at a garage sale. But actually, he doesn't go to garage sales often.
Yeah, he says, I go to ones near where I live. Hey, how about we all go near Jack now? Here he is.
Rob 说他偶尔会去他家附近的 garage sale, 车库拍卖去看看。 I go to ones near where I live. 句子里的 ones 指的是 garage sales, 而句尾的 near where I live 意思就是靠近我住的地方。所以两者合在一起, ones near where I live 就是我家附近的车库拍卖。来看看例句吧。There is a hospital near where she teaches. 她教书的地方附近有一家医院。 We can go to a coffee shop near where you work. 意思就是我们可以在你工作的地方附近找一家咖啡厅坐坐。Thank
you, Jack. So, Rob goes to garage sales near where he lives. Marie, what things are near where you live?
Well, near me, there are convenience stores. There are two really big ones. And it only takes a few minutes to get there. There's also a bank and a hair salon.
That's great. It's very convenient to live near stores or markets because you don't have to go very far.
In our conversation, Rob tells Taylor that you can only pay in cash at a garage sale. You can't use a credit card.
Cash. I have cash right here. Let me see how much... Oh, I have a lot of cash. I'm doing well right now.
Wow, Peter. Maybe you can put that cash away. Maybe you can use it for this weekend.
20, 30, 40, 50.
Wow, Peter. What are you going to do with all that cash?
Well, I'm hoping to buy a new phone.
Oh, well, good for you. Now, things at garage sales aren't expensive. That's why you pay in cash.
Well, yeah, of course. We learned that Rob bought something, just a nice shirt, for only 25 cents.
Only 25 cents? Can you help us with that, Peter?
Of course I can. I have 25 cents right here. Well, actually, this is called a quarter because 100 cents make $1. And this is 25 cents, so one quarter of a dollar.
Hey, maybe if I go to a garage sale, I can use all my quarters.
Well, I can give you a quarter. This one's pretty big.
Ooh, thank you very much. Ooh, I'm rich.
Not that rich. 25 cents isn't too much. Well, friends, look in your wallets. How much money do you have? Maybe you can use your English to count your money.
That's right. And right now, we need to review our keywords together. Here we go.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Outdoor. Outdoor. Let's eat at the outdoor restaurant.
Quality. Quality. The quality of the clothes is good.
Narrow. Narrow. Jean narrowed her choices to three.
Review. Review. The reviews say the big one is better.
Cash. Cash. Steve paid cash for the books. Okay, friends, can you try practicing those at home? Well, let's go look at our lesson one more time. Here we go.
Do you want to go to the flea market, Alex?
What's a flea market?
It is an outdoor market. You can find great deals on lots of things.
Is the quality good?
Well, you can get better quality things at other places. You get what you pay for.
True. Okay, I'll go with you and take a look.
Okay, Ben, I need to pick an e-reader. I've narrowed my choices to two.
Which two?
A Kindle or a Nook.
Both are good. Which is cheaper?
The Nook is $5 cheaper.
So the price is about the same. What do the reviews say?
The Kindle got better reviews. People liked its screen better.
Then get the Kindle.
Do you shop at garage sales very often, Rob?
Not too often. I go to ones near where I live.
Garage sales are cheap.
They are, but you have to pay in cash. You can't use a credit card.
That's okay. Things at garage sales aren't very expensive.
That's for sure. I once bought a nice shirt for 25 cents.
Man, I'm really glad we stopped at the flea market on the way to the mall.
I'm not glad.
Well, this TV was a really good deal.
But I wanted a new TV.
I only paid $10.
But this TV is so old.
Oh, I saved a lot of cash.
The screen is so small.
Well, let's turn it on. Are you ready?
Yeah, ready for a new TV.
All right, it's on.
It doesn't look on.
Oh, hey. Uh-oh, it's not working.
Aha! The price was good, but the quality is bad.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, let's go to the mall and get that big screen TV.
Yay! Yahoo! And don't stop at any flea markets.
Yeah, right.
Yay!
Hello, my name is Anthony. I'll be your server today.
what would you like to order?
I can't decide. Maybe you can help me. What is good at this restaurant?
Everything is good at this restaurant.
Great! So do you like the hundun tong?
Ooh, I haven't tried the hundun tong yet.
Oh, what about the shui jiao?
The shui jiao, I haven't had it either. But I have had the beef noodle soup, though.
Oh.
I heard that semi-super sentence. Oh, yes. I am Super Sentence Man, and the super sentence for today is, someone has or have done something. You said, I've had the beef noodle soup. I have had the beef noodle soup.
I did.
Yes, and now just for fun, can you give me this super sentence in another way?
Sure. I have been to Brazil.
I have been to Brazil. Super. What about you? Do you have one for me, young lady?
I have seen you before.
I have seen you before. Super, super. Well, have you been to this restaurant before?
This is my first time. What tastes good here?
Let me tell you, the beef noodles are great.
That's what the server says, too.
Yes, I have eaten the beef noodle soup many times, and I think it's delicious.
Okay, I'll order the beef noodle soup.
Excellent. I'm sorry. We don't have any more beef noodle soup today.
What?
A super sentence man ordered the last one.
A super sentence every day will make your English great. Thank you, Anthony. Those beef noodles were delicious.
They are.
Friends, thanks for joining us today. Now, did you ever go to a place where they only took cash, but you only had a credit card with you?
Actually, yes. It's kind of embarrassing to talk about, but one time I went to a restaurant, and I didn't have any cash on me. I only had my credit card. So when I went to pay, I couldn't pay with my credit card. So I had to go all the way to the ATM.
And the ATM is a machine where you can get cash by using your card. Well, whenever I go on vacation, I always bring enough cash. You never know where you're going to go where you can't use a credit card.
You're very smart, Peter. I think I need to start carrying cash around. All right, friends, we had a great show for you today. Join us next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.